Welcome. You're listening to Winning at Life, daily financial talk radio. We do this every evening at 7. Live, I said, which means participation. Get your phones ready. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. Get your apps ready, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, the email, gregory@gregoryricks.com. If you have your phone ready, you can go ahead and key it in. Set us up, what is it we want to do? Oh, a contact. Yes. Just make the show a contact. 504. Yeah, I'm giving it to you right now. 504-260-0995. Call us, participate. Go ahead, James.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. Coming up on the show today, did the winning streak continue? Did we have 10 record-breaking closes for the Dow in a row? Also, your 401k account is absolutely booming, but you don't want it to get hosed like it did in 2008. You don't want it to get the downslope of the tech bubble 7 years before that. We'll tell you how to do that. But I want to start with something that I ran across on sort of the lifestyle section of the media today. And TV icon, literally the longest serving nighttime talk show host in history. He's been out of the game for 2 years, and he is coming back. I'm talking about David Letterman's got a new little gig with Netflix. You hear about this one, Gregory?
So that solves the Disney problem. They have David Letterman instead.
Oh, yeah. Disney's pulling out of Netflix. They're going to start their own streaming service. Can't blame them.
Why didn't they do this like a few years ago? It's like late to the game. You have all this inventory.
Yeah, but then you can just license this to other people and let them do the distribution and do all the work, and you still get money that way.
I like making all the money. And
I do, too.
Which kind of makes sense. Since Blockbuster took a pass on Netflix, why didn't Disney buy them? But they bought ESPN instead.
Yeah, it's a bad move in hindsight, isn't it? Well, David Letterman has been sitting on the sidelines for 2 years. His wildly popular, whether you liked him or not, it was wildly popular, his show on CBS for all those years, finally wound down. And the only thing I've known about David Letterman since is he's grown a pretty wicked beard, and he could be an excellent mall Santa. Have you seen his beard lately, Gregory? Did you see the pictures?
Recognize him.
No, but it's an impressive beard. Go, David. But he's coming back from Netflix. The first little round is just going to be 6 episodes, and if both sides like what's going on, they're going to continue the project, I imagine. But he was asked, this is the quote, that he was asked, why are you coming back? I thought you were retired. He said, well, just a little piece of advice. If you're going to retire to spend more time with your family, you should probably check with your family first. And that made me think of stories that Gregory's told where people get ready to retire and they push the button and they finally go home and hang out with their best friend all day, and they find out that, man, we need something to do. We cannot just sit here in this living room and stare at each other for 14 hours a day. I'm not used to this. You're not used to this. You know, sort of the absence makes the heart grow fonder, too. But it's one of the reminders that you don't need to just have enough money to retire and live on. You need to have enough money to retire and actually be able to do something. You need to be able to have some hobbies or, I don't know, some charitable work you can do, some volunteering you can do. But the idea that you're just going to retire and then sit at home and stare at your loved ones for the entirety of the day, a lot of times that's not going to cut it. You know, maybe you and your family are a little closer than other people, but it didn't work out for David Letterman. But you've seen this a lot, haven't you, Gregory?
I'm sorry. I was still working on some Netflix stuff.
Oh, where people retire and they go home and stare at their spouse and then they get sick of it after a few months?
Yeah, I have. I've, like, had somebody come in. You know, I need your help. He needs to find something to do. Everything was good, but then he had to retire. Or on the other way is, oh, I've got to go back to work. There is way too many projects going on at my house. Yeah, you hear stuff like it's comical, or you can hear some of the banter between the two. They've worked it out, but yeah, it's interesting.
So you have to have something to do, though. I don't care how strong your marriage is. Me and my wife, we get along great. But if we had to sit there and stare at each other for 16 hours a day, that might run its course pretty quick.
Here's the thing about retirement. It gives you options. you there should be other stuff you wanted. If retirement's about, well, I'm going to go sit in my recliner at the house. I don't get to spend enough time in it. You're in trouble. You know, and, you know, you and that lovely wife have spent all these years together, but you get breaks. Well, if you don't get those breaks, it might not go as well. So, you know, a little bit of separation during the day is good for the heart. You need to think about it. But it's also good for yourself. You need to keep your mind busy. You need to do something. I don't know. Go fishing. Go alligator hunting. You know, become the next Troy. I don't know what it is, but just find a purpose. I don't know. Maybe you want to go buy Netflix or something. Buy the whole company, I mean. But, you know, find you something to do.
But the dirty little secret is that takes money. You have to have more savings above and beyond just your bills and your grocery bills to do something. You want to go fishing? That boat's not free. That fishing rod's not going to free. Unless your hobby's wandering around in the woods, you're going to have some money.
It could be, you know, and we're not talking about you retiring at 90 where you have trouble walking. You know, most people are retiring in their 60s. Another call today where a couple is basically retiring, and the discussion was about turning on Social Security, and being she's going to go another year. I said, here, you're not needing the money, right? No, we don't need the money. I said, instead of trying to make a decision, do I defer to 70, let's just go a year at a time. Let's defer, because he's hitting like full retirement age like next month. And I said, let's just push it off a year and address it again sometime next year and talk about it. Not having a debate. It's not a giant decision. It's a year at a time. And retirement, once again, is options. Even if you're going to work part-time, you know what? I wouldn't mind putting in a couple of days a week at Home Depot. I'm really good at these cabinet things. They could probably use my expertise. That's what they like over there. Somebody that knows how to do something so you can tell others so they can sell some cabinets. It's a matter of finding something to do or working for a charity, like Second Harvest, you know? I like organizing cans of tomatoes. That might be your thing.
That's not my thing, but it's probably somebody's thing.
Oh, it is. And they need somebody like that.
You know, I think part of it is, though, is if you're David Letterman and you've been scooting around high society in Manhattan for the last 35 years, being a known person, an entity, is someone who's relevant. You know, if you call someone, they're going to take your call. And then you go into this sort of obscurity, half mall Santa looking retired guy with just T-shirt and shorts. You think maybe he just wants to be relevant again or just have some sort of...
He wants to have some... All joking aside, I should have checked in with my family statement that he made about retirement. You know what he's looking? Something to do. And you know what Netflix has done? It's create a lot of opportunities for those that couldn't get work elsewhere. Get work. It's not like he's untalented or something.